Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. Jesus is speaking. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another.
Many of us who are believers are familiar with the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." We know that our Savior is a great friend, but let's consider some specific aspects of his relationship with us. He is committed to us. This commitment is for more than a lifetime. It's eternal. And though life is bound to hold some disappointments, the Lord himself will never let us down. He is open and transparent at all times. Jesus will continually show us more about himself as we desire to learn. Our Savior is sensitive to our wants as well as our needs. He knows which of our deepest longings are wise for him to meet, and lovingly invites us over and over to connect with him. And Jesus is an inspiring, comforting listener who's never quick to criticize. He's patient with us, and his eyes are so lovingly fixed on us that his heart hears exactly what we're saying. What kind of friend is Jesus? John 15:13 answers that question. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Because he gave himself for all people, those of us who are his followers can certainly offer our friendship to someone else. Even though giving your time or care might require a bit of sacrifice, who in your circle of influence needs a friend?